سورة التحريم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
يا أيها النبي لما تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم.
O Prophet, why do you forbid for yourself that which Allah has allowed to you, seeking to please your wives? And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Allah has already ordained for you the absolution from your oaths. And Allah is your Lord, and He is the All-Knower, the All-Wise.
وَإِذْ أَسَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَهَا بِهِ قَالَتْ مَنْ أَنْبَأَكَ هَذَا قَالَ نَبَّأَنِيَ الْعَلِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ.
And remember when the Prophet disclosed a matter in confidence to one of his wives, then she told it to another. And Allah made it known to him. He informed part thereof and left a part. Then when he told her thereof, she said, Who told you this? He said, The All-Knower, the All-Aware has told me.
إِن تَتُوبَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَقَدْ صَغَتْ قُلُوبُكُمَا وَإِن تَظَاهَرَا عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ.
If you two wives of the Prophet turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you. Your hearts are indeed so inclined to oppose what the Prophet likes. But if you help one another against him, then verily, Allah is his Lord, and Jibreel and the righteous among the believers, and furthermore, the angels are his helpers.
عَسَى رَبُّهُ إِن طَلَّقَكُنَّ أَن يُبْدِلَهُ أَزْوَاجًا خَيْرًا مِّنْكُنَّ مُسْلِمَاتٍ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ قَانِتَاتٍ تَائِبَاتٍ عَابِدَاتٍ سَائِحَاتٍ ثَيِّبَاتٍ وَأَبْكَارًا.
It may be if he divorced you all that his Lord will give him instead of you wives better than you, Muslims who submit to Allah, believers, obedient, turning to Allah in repentance, worshipping Allah sincerely, given to fasting, or immigrants for Allah's sake, previously married and virgins.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
O you who believe, ward off yourselves and your families against a fire whose fuel is men and stones, over which are appointed angels, stern and severe, who disobey not from executing the commands they receive from Allah, but do that which they are commanded.
يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون.
It will be said in the hereafter, O you who disbelieve in the oneness of Allah, make no excuses this day. You are being requited only for what you used to do.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير.
O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. It may be that your Lord will expiate from you your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow. The day that Allah will not disgrace the Prophet and those who believe with him. Their light will run forward before them and with their records in their right hands. They will say, Our Lord, keep perfect our light for us and grant us forgiveness. Verily, you are able to do all things.
يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير.
O Prophet, strive hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites and be severe against them. Their abode will be hell. And worst indeed is that destination.
ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين.
Allah sets forth an example for those who disbelieve. The wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut. They were under two of our righteous slaves, but they both betrayed them. So they availed them not against Allah, and it was said, Enter the fire along with those who entered.
وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا امْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِندَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
And Allah has set forth an example for those who believe. The wife of Fir'aun, when she said, My Lord, build for me a home with you in paradise and save me from Fir'aun and his work, and save me from the people who are wrongdoers.
ومريم ابنة عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا وَكُتُبِهِ وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ.
And Maryam, the daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity. And we breathed into the sleeve of her garment through our ruh. And she testified to the truth of the words of her Lord. And also believed in his scriptures. And she was of the obedient to Allah.